Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. No more red circles. So if you're Android, we suggest you switch to Spotify. Also, the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, turn the notifications on. If you're Apple, Apple Podcasts still works just fine. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our new Discord server, $2.99 per month. That's where you can communicate with other Heat fans and with us all day long on a series of different channels. Once you're in, you have access to everything. $2.99 per month. Get off of Twitter, X, and all of that silliness, and just chat with other Heat fans. Link is right here in the description on the podcast feed, the YouTube channel, and pinned to the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page. Now we want to introduce a great new sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. You can find them at BigBrotherIronwork.com. That's BigBrotherIronwork.com. As with so many of our sponsors, avid Miami Heat fans, this is licensed and insured. They offer free estimates across Florida, including Dade County, Broward, the Keys, and the like. Competitive pricing, and they guarantee steadfast fabrication and installation. They specialize in all the metalwork, such as aluminum fences, gates, pergolas, railings, and more. And they've got more than 20 years of experience, so they are established experts. So reach out to Abraham in English, 786-406-5780. That's Abraham at 786-406-5780. Or Daniel at 305-218-8681. Big Brother Ironwork. I'll get it right. BigBrotherIronwork.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the role playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Make sure you check out the episode that we did after the Heat's loss in Indiana. We also had Greg and Brady on there with us. That's on the YouTube channel and on the podcast feeds. The Miami Heat are traveling to Atlanta today. I believe they actually spent the night in Indiana after the loss. That was the plan. They've got a back-to-back. It's a road home back-to-back in Atlanta and then Dallas at home. Luka comes in. Dallas is still fighting for stuff. We'll talk about that. And then two games with Toronto, 8 o'clock on Friday, 1 o'clock on Sunday to finish the regular season. The Heat, as they stand, are in the 8th spot. They did not get any help, not that they deserved any, last night. San Antonio Spurs had a double-digit lead against the Sixers, who were missing Embiid. They could not hold it. The Sixers behind Maxey's, 54, won in double overtime. So all of this stuff is crashing down on Heat fans today, Alex, where we're hearing a lot of, well, not a lot, but there's a sort of a silly minority on this. I wish that they hadn't won their play-in game last year. They hadn't had that run, so they would have convinced the front office to do something, as if the front office just going to snap their fingers and Joe Cronin was going to send them Dame. So there's a lot of silliness out there. I understand the frustration and kind of where it comes from. There is no one who can make a reasonable argument that they shouldn't have had the finals run last year. I'm sorry, okay? You watched it. You listened to us. You enjoyed it. Get over it, all right? They are where they are right now. For a variety of different reasons. I feel like I'm speaking to five people, but to the five loudest people on Twitter. That's why you should join Off the Floor. I don't think any of them are on there, although I've comped a couple of them if they actually would like to appear. But anyway, Alex, getting back to it. Can we dismiss that before we get on to where the Heat are? Like, should the Heat have lost to Chicago in the second play-in game last year? Should Max not have made those shots? Should we have had 2 months of nothing to talk about on Five on the Floor? Was that better than beating Milwaukee and beating New York and beating Boston and actually winning a game in the finals against Denver, even though it wasn't enough? Should they have just tanked it? Should they have just tanked it? Alex, looking back, did they F up by winning that game?
No, absolutely not. They didn't mess up. Like, I know, I get where the frustration is coming from, because when you rewind to a year ago, they were almost out of the play-in entirely. They lost the first game to Atlanta, where Clint Capella turned into prime Wilt Chamberlain for a night on the boards. And I believe, I got to go and check back, but I believe he finished with about 55 rebounds. I got to go and check to make sure that's all right. But then the game after that, you almost lose to the Bulls. You know, Max Strus goes crazy. You end up winning in the fourth quarter, and that magical run happened. So, no, I'm glad they didn't tank that game. But I get where the frustration is coming from, for sure, because it's like, okay, 1 year later and you're right back in the same position. Like, we were talking about the same things last year. I remember we were doing shows about, oh, you know, if you win this game and this game, you can finish out as the sixth seed and you can be out of the play-in, and boom, right back here again. They had the chance to control their destiny. Everybody back, right? And I understand everybody just got back, right? It's not like they've been rolling. It's not perfect circumstances. 3 games in 4 nights, all that. You had the chance to win, and you go into that game and you just get absolutely destroyed in the first quarter. And now, like, you're in this position once again. So no, they shouldn't have lost that game, but the frustration to me is very valid.
Yeah, the frustration is valid because, like you said, even after all of the other frustrations that this team has given us and the fans this year, it was right there. And you're playing against a team that is not an elite team, and you got torn up by TJ McConnell. And I get it. I get that part of it. But what I want to say first, again, before we go on the schedule, was that has nothing to do with whether the Heat are going to make a move or not make a move going forward. And by the way, they did make a move. Okay. They went out and got Terry Rozier, who has given them a lot of what they wanted him to give them, particularly the rim pressure, and we know about the streaky shooting and all that kind of stuff. And he wasn't right last night. And again, that's not an excuse. They had enough, okay? They had enough, even though Duncan is not right now. Talked all year about at least having their players on the floor. They were on the floor, even if two of them were not at full strength. So I'm not excusing the players for that performance. I'm not excusing Eric Spoelstra for apparently not having the team ready, okay, to play at the level that they need to play. And he knows what it takes in that building. He's played in much bigger games or coached in much bigger games than that in that building in the past. They did not bring the requisite focus, energy, attention, effort, any of that. That's on them, okay? It's on all of them. And yes, it is on the front office to a certain degree, because you're putting a team on the floor that you think can accomplish those things. They did not, okay? But like Barry tweeted after I tweeted today about how these things are not correlated. Okay. Last year, not, you know, winning in the play-in and having that run and all the rest of that and kind of where they are now. They don't need, okay, to lose that game yesterday to know that changes are likely necessary in the postseason. I'm hedging as much as I can because you can't make a deal by yourself. okay, unless it's a free agent when you have cap space. And even then, you need the player to agree. You can't make a trade by yourself. So I can't guarantee anything. But I can tell you, they know, okay, when they need to add something to a team, and they try to go out and get it. And this year, again, they did in Terry Rozier. May not have been the one that everybody wanted, but that was the willing trade partner they were able to find at a price that was reasonable to them. And I'm talking about compensation going the other direction. And so they made the deal. So it's not like they will not make a deal. And yesterday, I don't think has anything to do with whether they would make a deal or not make a deal. Okay. It's pretty clear at this point that this team needs, at this point, I think more top end talent, because I don't think their 1A is a 1A anymore. But that's an entirely another discussion. All right. But let's get into exactly where they're at. All right. They're eighth, Alex. Now, they do have the tiebreaker on Philadelphia if they finish even with them. Let me start here. Do you see any chance at the six? Because to me, that's the ship that sailed at this stage.
I mean, I guess there's a small chance, right? Like, if you had to come up with a number, it would probably be, what, like a 5% chance? So it's just everything, like the all likelihood. In all likelihood, you're going to be in the playing game, and now it's about whether or not you have home or not in that playing game. The good thing is like, you're going to be the seventh or eighth seed regardless, right? So you're not going to have only one chance to make the playoffs like the 9 and 10. Well, I'm sorry, not the one chance. They got to win two games just to get in there. So, you know, you're in that position. You have two chances at the playoffs. Shouldn't have been in that position in the first place, like we're talking about. But no, I think in all likelihood, the sixth seed is out the window, barring some sort of miracle.
I'm looking at Indiana's schedule right now, and this is kind of what we're referencing here. So the Pacers would need to lose two of these games if the Heat were to win out. At Toronto, Cleveland at home. The Cavs have been awful lately. They just blew a huge lead to the Clippers. And then the Hawks at home. The Hawks are locked into that 9-10 slot. Are they locked into their exact position, Alex? Because 9-10, that's the first play-in game where one of those teams is at home. So I'm going to try to – let me see if I can locate it also. But I don't know if that game's going to –
Okay. So Chicago is a game ahead of Atlanta when it comes to the 9 and 10th right now. And, yeah, the Hawks have nothing to worry about as far as, like, the 11 seed Nets getting close, because they're about five games behind.
No, they've been eliminated. Now, the Hawks and the Bulls are going to play in the 9-10 game. That has been established. Yeah. The question is who's at home. The Hawks, of course, they live in the play-in. They have for the past couple of years. they're not exactly play-in champs, but they're certainly annual play-in participants. That's kind of where that franchise is. I hate to say it, the Heat are trending towards that also, even with the finals appearance. You don't ever want to be in the same category as Atlanta. But I think the odds of the Pacers losing two of these three are slim. Now, I say that, and the Pacers lost to the Nets the other day, who had really nothing to play for. And you just never know. Some of these young players, you know, late in the season, some of these out of the playoffs or low-end play-in teams are dangerous because they're playing their young guys who are trying to prove something, particularly leave an impression in the last week or two of the season. So you never know when you're going to get a guy go off. There were a couple in that Nets game, guys that I haven't really heard a lot about, who had big games. The same could happen, I guess, with Toronto. Quickly has been playing at a high level lately. Maybe he has a game against them. And then again, we mentioned Cleveland the Cavs. They do. And Cleveland is still playing for something, although they're not playing well. Now, that game is in Indiana. But Cleveland has dropped all the way to five. And this is my – we're going to keep talking about seeding after the break. My frustration about this is, first thing, this Heat team's probably going to end up winning the exact number of games I said, which is 47. They're going to be like 46 or 47. So I had somebody today on Twitter say, well, you said 47. Why are you disappointed in this team? And when you look at the net rating, as I've said all along, they're not a 46 or 47 win team. They're like a 42 or 43 win team, according to that. But the opportunities have been there. Like, if you break it down, like John Jablonka tweeted this today. Again, follow him he's over at Miami Heat Beat, and he's on our Discord. The Heat have six losses versus lottery teams. The Nets, remember that one? That was that last game of that five-game trip after they blew the lead to the Knicks. He said that reasonable loss, all the starters were out. That's right. That's the game that, like, Jovic was all confused because he was the 10th man in, even though nobody else was healthy. And Caleb was just coming back and getting his rhythm and everybody else was out. Okay. The Nets game that Hero, Butler, and Bam all played, the Grizzlies game, that was the Grizzlies without Ja, without anybody. Oh, that's an awful loss. Rozier, Hero, Butler, and Bam all played. Inexcusable. Yep. Raptors game, Hero, Butler, and Bam all played. Jazz game, Hero and Bam played. Butler played 23 minutes. Remember, he went out in that game. And then the Wizards game, that was on the road. And the Wizards game, Rozier, Butler, and Bam all played. Inexcusable under any circumstances to lose to the Wizards. So you go through those, and you're like, okay, at least four or five of those should be gimmies. And I think, and then, of course, you haven't beaten a lot of the it's almost amazing to me because they've lost some of those. And then they haven't beat really any good teams this year, with the exception of like recently. Right.
It's not even that bad for their standards. That's the thing. They usually lose more of those games to the bad teams. Like the six is not terrible for the Heat.
As I'm thinking about, like, how is this team, like, who have the wins come against? Because I'm like, they haven't beaten any good teams, right? But somehow they've got more than they got 43 wins. And I'm like, where the hell did these wins come from? Because I'm trying to figure out who they, it feels like they were against like the very like lower middle of the league. But then I'm like, okay, they lost that game to Chicago. They shouldn't have lost. Remember that one? They were up. You and I were at the Rocky Sports Watch Party. They blew that one. So I'm torn on whether to be disappointed in the win total or grateful that this team is actually strung together for three wins, considering how inconsistent and kind of with their energy and also with their you know, their availability and with everything that they've been this season. But Alex, I'm going to let you pontificate on this after the break. I think my frustration of this as an observer, and I understand the fans would be more frustrated, is that all of these other East teams except Boston have problems. Like Milwaukee is cratering, and Miami was too far back to make any use of it. Cleveland, Donovan does not look the same. They're already saying that either Donovan or Garland's got to go, and the Mobley Allen thing doesn't work. New York's been without Randall for now, it's for the season, but for months they were without Anunoby for a month. Embiid, Philly's one of the teams that looks dangerous right now. They're the second best team in the East. But Embiid, misses 2 months. Miami doesn't clear themselves of them. And that Indiana team we saw yesterday, like, that is not a finished product at all. They're well coached. They got a good point guard. Didn't even play well last night. That's the frustration. It's like we shouldn't be talking about 6, 7, and 8 right now. With the way these teams have come back to back, we should be talking about 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's where I'm at. All right, we're gonna talk about a couple sponsors here, and then I'm gonna let Alex kind of go through the rest of this stuff and where this ends up falling. We do want to mention our great sponsors over at Prize Picks. Use the code 5 FIVE. No longer legal in the state of Florida for now, but you can use it in 31 other states. So use the code 5 FIVE. If you're outside South Florida, we know a lot of our listenership, almost 30%, is outside of South Florida. So check it out, PrizePicks.com. Use the code 5, FIVE, get that initial deposit matched up to $100. It is a one-time match, and there are no rollovers, which is a great thing. Also, check out Better Edge. We're going to have some contests on there for the playoffs, but you can sign up now at betteredge.com/5reasons. That's betteredge.com/5reasons. Or when you download the app, enter 5RSN, the number 5RSN. You'll automatically get $20 to play. We recommend, if you are a gambler in South Florida, because this is legal, I know there's an app that a lot of you are using. That app, you may not get the line you want. Just saying, okay? Here, you can find it. That is the big advantage to Better Edge. So you want to get a chance to take a look at a line that actually you like, go to betteredge.com, use the code 5RSN, or betteredge.com/5reasons.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, Alex. So, Indiana, are we assuming that they're going to stay clear of the Heat, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, there's like a slight chance, right, where like the Heat went out and the Pacers somehow lose to you know, at Cleveland, who again is trying to, like, they still have a chance at getting back to the three seed. It's not looking great right now as a five, but they're right there behind Orlando, New York. So there's that game, right? And you have the Hawks at home who are maybe at that point are still trying to get the ninth seed from Chicago. So you can like maybe talk yourself into that. But no, in all likelihood, the Pacers are the six and the Heat are playing two.
So Philadelphia, Pistons, Magic, Nets.
All at home.
This whole thing. All at home. This whole thing's on that Magic game, right? I mean, really, the Heat's only path right now is to win out and Philly loses to Orlando.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's feasible. You know, for the Heat to win out, it does seem like a lot to ask for considering how inconsistent this team has been. But you do got two Raptors games in there. You know, the Hawks aren't some great team. And then the real question comes to the Mavs. Now, of course, they can lose any one of those, like, quote-unquote, easier games, as we've seen. But it's feasible, right? Because Orlando, like I just mentioned there with the Cleveland thing, they're a part of that race with Cleveland mm-hmm. and New York, and it seems like that's completely up in the air. Like, they're probably, like, favored to finish as the third seed right now, which makes this hurt even more, in my opinion, if you're a Heat fan, because it's like you could have been facing the Orlando freaking Magic. No shade to them. Great season, great defense, nice young team, all that. Huge difference between facing the Orlando Magic and facing, like, you know, Giannis and Dame or the Celtics. So, you know, there's
would,
that.
Would have been favored, right? Would have been favored as a six, right?
You gotta think so. Like, right? I think a lot of like media members would probably be picking the Heat. I'm not sure what the sports book odds would look like, but in general, like, there's a path, right, to the Heat getting home court over the Sixers, but it's probably not likely. And then the other path, you know, just to sneak this in here, that we can maybe root for, right, as Heat observers, Heat fans, and us who actively need, who have more at stake, by the way, than the average Heat fan.
We do. Well, we do. I've been in a bad mood for 24 hours. I don't know. I don't know if it's about Curb's finale, which didn't do it for me, or I'm not sure. A whole bunch of different things, but yes, no. We don't need another 2 months of transaction podcasts. Trust me, we don't. Yeah. We were gonna get to that in June and July.
The other thing, though, that we can potentially root for, all of us, as I'm saying, is right now the Orlando Magic and the New York Knicks, with the Magic having the tiebreaker, are both one game behind the Bucks. So yes, there's a chance that one of those two teams gets the second seed from Milwaukee, and then you end up facing the teams that you would have seen as the sixth seed, but as, you know, the seventh seed. Again, in this, though, the Heat would have to win that play-in game, whether at home or away. You know, those are the type of scenarios that you can kind of root for right now.
Okay, so to go through it for fans, again, who don't quite understand it, because we know that although the Heat are becoming more familiar with it, which is not great, not every Heat fan may remember. Seven plays eight, nine plays 10. Of course, seven and nine are the home teams in those games. The winner of 7-8 gets the seven spot. So Miami just has to win one game. But the problem is, it looks like the Heat are trending towards finishing eighth, which means unlike last year where they were seventh and they got the first home game, lost it, and then won against Chicago in the next game. This time they'd have to go to Philadelphia against, it seems like, a healthy Embiid, who they're just resting right now, and a guy who just scored 54 points, and go up and win that game in Philadelphia to get the seven. And then, yes, at that point, okay, I don't really care who they play, because Milwaukee's been so bad lately that, honestly, whether it's Milwaukee, Orlando, Cleveland, or even the Knicks without Randall, yes, they do have Ananobi back. I know you've talked about the Knicks maybe better suited without Randall and some of their shooting and all that, but I think any of those matchups, Miami would be like, okay, let's reset, okay? Even Milwaukee, let's reset. We're going to have to deal with them at some point, and I'm telling you, Bucks fans don't like the Dame trade right now. So they're upset about losing Drew, and Doc has been, 15 and 16, 15 and 17. They're losing to all the dregs of the league. They don't scare me. They don't scare the Heat. Okay. So I think any of those.
Maybe that's the one series we could get Jimmy going again, is against the Bucks' putrid perimeter defense, as opposed to the Knicks or Magic just being physical.
You know what's funny is we used to talk about the Bucks being the worst matchup for him, but you're probably right. Okay. But
unless they put Giannis on him, that might change things. I don't know.
Well, he did drop 56 on him last year, but this is not the same Jimmy. That was pre Josh Hart injury and a whole bunch of other things. But the problem is here, okay, that of course, if you lose that 7-8 game, then you got two options after that. They're both awful. Okay. Worst option is you're eliminated by the Chicago Bulls or the Atlanta Hawks. And I'm telling you, it could happen, okay? The Heat have not been a good home team this year. I can see Kobe White going for 31. Or Atlanta, I don't know what's going to be happening with Trey. They've been better to a certain degree without him. Jalen Johnson has blown up the last month. We know what Bogdanovich does against them.
DeAndre Hunter?
There's enough for one game. And again, Chicago, it may not even be Kobe White. It may be Io. It might, who knows who it's going to be. Maybe Billy Donovan will be in Kentucky by then. But any way you look at it, it's not, that's obviously a possibility. It's an awful scenario. But playing the Celtics in the first round is not much better. And I just, like, my thing on the Heat was, can the Heat beat Boston in the playoffs? I believed that they could, because we know that the Celtics are not the strongest mentally. The Heat have a little bit of an edge on them, okay? And I'm waiting for the inevitable Porzingis injury. It's going to happen at some point. But my thing about saying getting the Celtics was get them later. Get them later in the playoffs. Build up your rhythm with your team before you play them. Miami coming off a play-in loss where then they say they have to rally to beat the Bulls again will be done in a week. I can't see them competing in that particular situation. So
you're stressing me out.
I'm just trying to be, look, it was right there. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Like, it was right there for them. And they literally, they squandered everything over TJ McConnell, who went 23 for 25 over a 2-game period before he missed a couple shots. And we can talk about 2-minute reports and all the rest of the stuff.
Where does he rank killers? All-time Heat killers?
I mean, if that's what ends up sending them into the eighth spot and out of the playoffs, I think he's won. Like, maybe they'll get him before he's 35, unlike what happened with Patty Mills.
Get him out of your conference, even if you're not going to play him.
They did that with Wayne Ellington. They've done that with Patty Mills. Like, go get the Heat killers. But TJ McConnell is just, I'm sick for that matter.
Holy crap.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, good way to end. All right. So where do we think? Let's project it. They're going to be the eighth seed, right?
Oh, man, this is getting into dangerous territory. It might be jinxing whether or not we have to do five months of offseason content.
Well, let's put it this way. They're going to enter the play-in as the eighth seed, right? They're going to enter the play-in as the eighth seed. Like, more than likely, right? Okay, now, there is a possibility that they could go to Indiana as the seventh. I don't know what the tiebreak is between Philadelphia and Indiana, but then you would need the Pacers. If the Sixers win out, I believe then the Pacers would need to drop that game to the Cavs most likely. And then you go to Indiana. I honestly would feel better, even though we just saw them lose there, I would feel better about that for the Heat than going to Philly. I just think the Sixers are the second best team in the conference right now.
I think they figured it out. Sixers, like, Maxey has obviously taken another step this year with and without Embiid. Like, there's no caveats about what he's been doing. he's obviously taken another step into stardom, and the Heat have had a lot of trouble with him over the years, even before he took the step. So that is definitely concerning. But then almost like I go back and forth because it's like Embiid, we've seen him. I mean, we've seen them do a good job on him before. And the other thing is that the Heat have like three more road wins than home wins this season. So that's another thing. But then you factor in that they just have had no answers for the Pacers, man. Like, it feels like they've, like, this season, that's just a team that's had them just, you know, like on the back foot the whole time. Like, every time you've played them, when you just talk about the Heat's defensive game plan, they want to, you know, we talked about it plenty throughout the years. They want to help down. They want to cut off the paint. They want to make other teams maybe move the ball a little bit more and kind of take them out of their regular offense and force you into more threes than you want to take. That kind of, you know, fits right in with what the Pacers want to do. Like, they play fast paced as it is. You know, you can't really speed them up if they're already playing sped up. They constantly move the ball well. They love to shoot threes, and you didn't even get killed by them from last night. But yeah, like, either way, it's not great. Whether you want to talk about them being a better road team or not, like, this situation is just not great. And none of this, like, nothing about this season, I think, has left Heat fans with the confidence to be like, oh yeah, whoa, yeah, we got that play-in game, especially not like versus this type of competition. Now, maybe against the Hawks or the Bulls in the second one, sure. But even then, man, like, it's too dangerous, and we could be out of here, you know, before May even starts, which is just terrifying.
When Jimmy says after the game that, you know, maybe this is the way it has to be because we always make it harder on himself, Heat fans are just tired of hearing that. They are just tired. Because I went through those games that Jablanka went through, and they're tired of all the absences. They're tired of this. It's crazy because I can't remember who they beat this year, but they should be a 50-win team if you just look at some of what they've squandered in terms of, again, availability, leads, all of that sort of stuff. The Eastern Conference sucks. It just sucks. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, the West, I mean, the Heat would not be a play-in team most likely in the West at all. Okay. I mean, it has swung back to the West again, and you have teams with more pedigree, more stars that are fighting to try to get to 7 or 6 in the West, and the Heat should just not be in this position in this conference. They just shouldn't be. I can't. Again, I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Way better, but now in the East, you've got the Pacers and the Sixers as your playing competition, whereas last year was Chicago. It was only Chicago and Atlanta. So, like, it's still the West.
Improve it. Improvement.
Awesome. Great for us.
Improvement. By the way, title of this episode is going to be, quote, "It's not great." Have a good day, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.